Hi there, guys, and welcome to Sipping Tuesdays. I'm your host, Eleni Janice, and you're now tuning in to part three of Life After Postpartum. You know, physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually, I have gone through a lot of things throughout my years as a mom. And, you know, there was a lot of times where I felt like I found myself alone. You know, I felt like in the very beginning of my... my very first pregnancy, I felt myself alone because I began to lose a lot of friendships. I began to, you know, I was obviously in high school, so it was a little different for me back then than it is now, you know, with having my fourth child. You know, obviously, I am engaged, I have, you know, a relationship, and I'm not alone emotionally or physically, but there's still a lot of things that we all go through as moms, you know. So that's what brought me into creating my brand for Boss Mom, was to show the other moms out there that you're not alone, and even though you're doing your damn thing, you're still not perfect, and that's what makes you a boss ass mom. Yes, cheers to that. And you know what? We need to do that way more. We honestly need to celebrate who we are, because not a lot of us do that. We kind of just, and that's why, you know, on my last episode, I decided to talk about prioritizing yourself, because you matter. As mothers, we forget that we matter, so we prioritize other things, like, you know, whether if it's our children's activities that they got to do after school, if it's other things that, you know, that because we have businesses that we got to accomplish, or our daily goals, or whatever it is that we got to do, we sometimes prioritize other things before we prioritize ourselves, that we begin to find ourselves stuck, and then you begin to lose sense of who you are and what your true purpose is. And that is why I'm here today. And honestly, I've probably been prepping myself for months for this whole segment to be completed, because it's honestly a lot to say and a lot to talk about after postpartum. You know, a lot of people believe that you have this baby and everything is just fine and dandy and boom, you know, like life is just perfect and you got your whole life figured out. And no, it's not like that. Most of the times you're gonna find yourself stuck no matter what you do. When you start something, if it's a new business, a new idea, a goal, a new baby, whatever it is that you're doing, you're going to find challenges. And that is why on today's message, I'm going to talk about learning how to step out of your comfort zone during these times of where you're feeling sad or angry or confused, or you got all these fears that are, like, you know, going around you that are shaping you into becoming less than what you're meant to be. So I know that I'm probably all over the place today, and the truth is I don't give a damn. And I think today is probably the very first time that I have all of my notes and I'm not going through them little by little as much as I should, because I have overcome my fear of perfectionist. Like, I'm literally like a perfectionist. That's one of the number one things that I'm going to be discussing on my blog for 10 things that you did not know about me. I hope that you guys could also follow along on that at bossmombranding.com. And maybe, you know, you can share some things with me too that I don't know about you. That way I can, you know, start reconnecting with you guys. I know I have been having my website for about like 2 years now, and I haven't blogged since I started it, because I was always scared of what people would think about the things that I would talk about, or the things that I wanted to share. And, you know, doing this podcast is what helped me get out of that comfort zone that I was in for a very, very long time, where I had to face my fears, I had to face my reality, I had to, you know, strategize myself and even challenge myself at times, you know, to where I would do certain things and then I would feel overwhelmed, or I would feel like I didn't even have the time for my podcast. And even dealing with my everyday life situations, whether they were good or bad, making that time to prioritize the things that I love to do was probably one of the hardest things. That's why, like I said, my main goal for this segment was to teach and empower all the moms out there aware that even though life after postpartum could be tough, so are we. And that's why, you know, on my very first podcast, I talked about what postpartum would be like, or what postpartum depression was, because a lot of people, you know, don't even know what that is. A lot of mothers don't know to this day what postpartum depression is. So that's why, you know, if you tune in back on what postpartum depression was and how to conquer it on my very first episode of this segment, you know, you will begin to understand that you're not alone. That you're not alone, because a lot of times we find ourselves in that position where we feel like, okay, you know what, nobody understands me, you know, nobody understands what I'm going through, that we begin to lose sense of who we are, or what's more important, like I discussed, which was our main purpose, you know, which is what? Being a mom. You know, being a mom, people think that you have to have it all figured out, that you gotta have all the answers in the world, that you got, no, hello, that's why we have Pinterest. That's why we have Google these days. I mean, back in the day when our grandmas and great grandmas were doing their thing, they didn't have none of that. But guess what? I don't know how they did it, but they did it. They had no excuses. They didn't have nobody or nothing on social media telling them, hey, you're a shitty mom because you're doing this. Or, hey, you had a moment of where you spazzed out. Oh, you're a bad mom. That's the world that we live in today. And guess what? That's why God chose me, why the Creator chose me, because it's not that we need to change the world. It's not that. It's that we need to change ourselves so that we can create a better world for our children, for ourselves, for the future. You know, what if there's another world out there that's waiting out there for us? It's time to start now, to start acting, to start shaping and reshaping the thoughts of others. Why? Because it's our environment that affects who we are, that will determine our life and future. So this is what I mean by that. What I mean is like, okay, you know, if I teach my children that it's okay to throw away stuff outside and, you know, like say screw the world or whatever, I'm teaching them like to be careless. And that is what I mean, like why it's so important for all of us to understand the level of commitment that we have given, not only to ourselves, but to those around you. You know, you walk around and you're like, okay, I don't know nothing to nobody. You're right, you don't. But guess what? If you want a better life, you better start acting right now. Right now, because tomorrow is never promised. Is never promised. And sometimes what holds us back is this ugly, ugly place that is called comfort zone. And as we know, it takes energy to move something into what? Action. So the first thing that we have to do is embrace and master our emotions as moms after, you know, postpartum. Okay, so you had your baby. Everything is so fine and dandy. You had your baby. Okay, boom. They bring you your beautiful, precious little girl to you after you just gave birth to her. And you're experiencing all of these emotions of happiness and anxiety and peace and just fear, because it's all of these things that are running through our minds that are what? Shaping us for the next level of our life, which is what? You're a mom now. You're a mom. You have somebody who needs you. It hits differently. It hits differently, so your fears change. You know, obviously, we're all born with fears, and we all know that this is just negative energy that surrounds us, you know. But what is fear? You know, have you ever really taken the time to ask yourself, what is fear? Fear, as we know it, is false evidence appearing real. Fears are straight up just excuses. Fears are something... Well, no, fear is something that we know does not come from God, because God is love. So don't allow yourself to feel stuck because of your fears. Don't allow yourself to stay stuck in this comfort zone that, and it's okay. Look, it's okay to have a comfort zone, but just don't be stuck there. You know, it's good to have one because that's where you find peace. That's where you find, you know, yourself, like you got no worries. And that's what really what a comfort zone is. A comfort zone is a place or situation where one feels at ease. So basically you're in this place where psychologically you feel like you have control of your environment, you have control of your energy levels, you have control of your anxiety or stress, or you know, whatever it is. That's where your comfort zone lies. Like, that's where it begins. And the reality of it is, people think that comfort zone is this really huge place that we have created for ourselves, because each and every one of us have one. And it's true, we have created it. It's not that life has made it that way for us, it's we have created it. And what you don't know is that with each and every comfort zone that we all experience, there are four levels that we must encounter in order to step out of it. So the very first zone is your comfort zone, which is a really, 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 really tiny. I want you to honestly right now, I don't know if you are taking notes with me, but I really want you to take the time right now, open up, you know, your journal, your book, whatever, get a little pen and paper ready. And I want you to like draw four circles. So draw a little tiny circle in the middle, draw another one that goes, you know, around it, like in it basically. So you're gonna draw four circles inside of each and every single one of them. So your very first, I want you to point, make a line that stretches out that says comfort zone. The second circle is your fear zone. This is the next level that you will encounter once you learn that you have to step out of your comfort zone to get to that next level of your life. So this is your fear zone. That's where, like I talked about, what is fear? Fear, we know that is something, is false evidence that appears to be real. So, you know, we know that life begins after we step out of that. So in this fear zone is where we begin to find excuses, where we are bothered by the opinions of others. This is where we lack self-confidence. This is where, you know, we find ourselves stuck. Stuck because you don't know how to overcome these fears. So how do you overcome these fears? Well, you go into the next level of your life, which is your learning zone. This is where you deal with your challenges. This is where you face your problems. This is where you learn new skills and, you know, you expand your mindset to just say, you know what, fuck it. Fuck it. I'm going to do it anyway. And excuse my language, but it's true. It's true. When it comes to comfort zones, you got to learn to say, fuck it. Because nothing else matters but you. And that hits for me because you know what? It took me a long, long, long time to feel what I'm feeling, to feel this fire that burns inside of me. You know why? Because I had to be comfortable. I had to be comfortable for a long time. I had to face my fears alone. I had to face all the things that were happening in my life. I had to face the problems. And I probably may not have handled them right or correctly, but that's what makes me human. But facing them will be uncomfortable as hell. But that is where you learn. And then guess what? Guess what's the next level of your life? The next zone is your growth zone. Growth, and I'm talking about growth like you grow, growth. That's where you begin to find your purpose. That is where you begin to live out your dreams and where you begin to set new goals and conquer all of your objectives. Everything that is coming at you, you're just going to conquer it. You want to conquer it. That's why I talked about postpartum depression a few months ago when I started this segment of Life After Postpartum, because I honestly just was, I was just very, very scared. I was very scared to talk about this because I didn't know what my family was going to think about me. I was scared of being judged. I was scared of, talking about postpartum depression and have people thinking that that's where I was in my at that point in my life. You know, I was scared to talk about all of these things and have people say, oh, you're no doctor. Oh, you can't talk about this. You know, who are you? You got no degree. Yes, I was very scared. I'm sorry, I had to take a little break because, whew, I had to be uncomfortable. I had to face it, because at the end of the day, I knew that this was something that I was chosen for. This is something that maybe other people will never understand, but guess what? They don't need to. And I've come to peace with that. I've come to peace where if I want to talk about God and then curse 5 minutes later, it's okay. You know why? Because He loves me. He loves me, and I don't need to prove that to nobody. Nobody. I'm not perfect. I like to show my struggles. I like to show that I'm not perfect. And I'm not sorry. I'm not sorry. I used to be. I used to feel so sorry about, you know, all of the things that I would feel or I would do. I was always sorry. And I had to stop that. Because I don't know, owe nobody nothing. Nothing. I owe me something. Because it's me who I'm going to take the day that I die. It's my memories. It's the things that, the light that I was able to put in each and every one of the, like anybody who's listening right now, I'm putting a light inside of you. I know the pain that you have been going through. I know all of the things that you have been experiencing is tough. I know, and you're not alone. I was for a long time. I felt alone. I felt like, you know what? Nobody knows. Nobody knows. Because I didn't care to learn. You know, like I talked about, you know, when I first had my first baby, I honestly prayed for my son. I did. He was my angel. He is what saved me from destruction, honestly. Because, you know, as teenagers, you feel like you know it all. You feel like, you know, it's you against the world, you know, and nobody's gonna stop you. So you do things your way, and there's nothing wrong with that. But the problem is sometimes we find ourselves stuck in a place where we don't want to be in because of lack of knowledge or lack of wisdom or lack of appreciation of the things or the life that is in front of us. So what happens? I got pregnant when I was 18. I had my first son at the time. I was in high school. The boyfriend that I was at the time, you know, things were very difficult for the both of us. He was serving the military for like a whole, like throughout my whole pregnancy, he had to be there. And, you know, he was there financially and stuff like that for me. But I mean, emotionally and physically, I was alone. And that is where I didn't understand at the time. I didn't understand that why I was going through a lot of things, why certain people started to switch up on me, why, you know, and I realized, okay, my life is changing. When your life changes, there's certain things that happen, which is like, You know, it's like when you look at a tree and you see all the seasons, you know, you pay attention to your trees outside and you see how beautiful they are and how, you know, they begin to, the leaves begin to fall, and it's just change. Change is a beautiful thing. And sometimes it may look ugly or it may feel ugly, but guess what? It's a beautiful process, because it's during those times where you realize what matters or what is important. You know, so when I find myself, you know, going through a lot of things through all of my pregnancies, emotionally or physically, I was faced with many different situations through all of them, you know, especially body, like with my body. My body was changing in different ways. You know, there was just so many things. And the truth is, I always just felt like, okay, God, why am I going through this? Why? And I became this victim of my experiences. So when I changed that mindset to, I overcame this. This is a victory. I'm not a victim. I overcame a lot of things on my own. And guess what? I'm not bragging. I'm sharing this to show you how uneasy, how uncomfortable it was for me at the time when I was just 18, not knowing what to do, not knowing how to raise a child, not knowing, you know, what's the next step to take, not knowing what I was going to experience, you know, as a mother for the first time. But the only thing I had to do was trust in myself and change my negative mindset to a positive mindset and say, I'm gonna be fine because God's got me and I got me. And when you got God and when you got you, can nobody take you away from your potential? Can nobody shape you or change you or affect you, because you are motivated enough with the power that God gives to you to continue to do what you were called to do? And that is what? Number one, be a mother. And number two, do what you were meant to do. And that is why I do what I do. And as uncomfortable as it is for me to stand here every single time and talk to myself and, you know, literally create and write a whole entire episode for you guys to listen. And this is something that I've been doing for months. About a year or 2 years ago, I thought about this. Exactly what I'm talking about today, about all of this. So the way that I created my segment for Life After Postpartum was that I created a timeline of the way that things played out in my life in every pregnancy, and even after my pregnancies, because, you know, technically I had five pregnancies overall. I lost my second baby. And I really never liked to talk about it, because I feel like it was one of those things that I wanted to just kind of like not hide, but just run away from, because it made me very sad to think that either my body wasn't capable enough to hold the baby, or, you know, whatever reasons it was at the time. You know, I knew that at the end of the day, everything happens for a reason. But, you know, even just facing that something ugly happened to me at some point in my life was difficult to explain to others. So I just kind of like brushed it off. And, you know, like I said, I went through a lot of things. Honestly, if you have a one-on-one conversation with me, you will be surprised with all of the things that I have been through. All of the things that I don't share with the world, because it's nobody's business. But it's a lot of things that I had to go through on my own to be this learning experience, so that I could continue to get out of my comfort zone and continue to deal with the challenges that I was faced with. You know, I had to challenge myself, you know, so, well, not that I had to challenge, but life challenged me. life challenged me, whether I liked it or not, in many different ways. My first pregnancy, my second pregnancy, my third, you know, and you know, if you have a business, if you're not a mom, and you're just tuning in and you're just listening to this, you know, we all go through things emotionally, physically, spiritually, in every way. In every way, we all have our needs and wants and things that we are overcoming and that we're facing each and every single day. So yes, life is tough, but so are we. And that's why I'm going to continue to say that until you get the message, because when you understand and embrace your emotions and master them, you will realize that everything that you face will become easier and easier, because you're not going to allow your emotions to get out of hand again, because you have what? You have learned to master them. On the last episode, I talked about finding balance and learning the importance of letting go of decluttering your mind, decluttering your household, like letting go of all of the things that you don't need anymore in your house. I mean, a lot of times we do that. Why? I don't know. We just put a lot of shit in our house and then we realize like we got no more room for the things that are important. Or you look around and you just got a whole bunch of junk sitting in one closet that you can't even do nothing in because it's junk. And that is how we are. That's our mindset sometimes. Sometimes we just have a lot of junk that sits there, that is sitting in our bodies, in our hearts, that is shaping us every single day, where we are not finding this peace and harmony that we all deserve because of all of the things that are continuing, that are like decluttering our space. I think a few months ago, I posted something like that. I wanted to share the importance of decluttering your household and why it's a must. And I found myself like realizing that all of these things play out. You know, balance is a way of living. You know, it really, really is. You know, it's a process. It comes in physical forms, emotional forms, and spiritual forms. You know, and the thing is, we don't just find it. We have to create it. We have to create and understand, you know, the power of our mind and how that affects our work life, our daily life, and why it's so important to reduce this stress that, you know, is not good for our mental well-being. You know, so that's why we have to find the healthy work-life balance so that we can learn to prioritize our time better. That means, okay, get a schedule or start writing down your goals, you know, plot personal time, you know, and you want to harvest it. Like, that means work on it every single day. Every single day, work on this until you get it right, until you have this stability, or where you begin to find that balance in your life again, to where you feel like your finances, your spiritual journey is okay. Because, you know, it's hard. You know, sometimes I barely even have time to make it to church because I have a million things to do. Or because sometimes, you know what? Sometimes you have to prioritize yourself. Sometimes you have to say, you know what? Not talking about just church, I'm talking about everything in general. Like, sometimes you have to say no to certain things so that you can continue to find that peace of mind that you need. And some people need church, some people need to go to church to find that balance that you need. That's why I'm encouraging you that whatever you have to do to keep your spiritual mindset balanced, do it. If it's yoga, if it's going to church, if it's, you know, writing on your journal, if it's, you know, whatever it is, these are all healthy things that are going to help you create the life and business that you love and that you deserve. So going back to comfort zone, you know, and how to not be stuck there. Sometimes I'm going to tell you, I'm sorry, hold up. Give me 1 second. I kind of messed up over here. All right. But sometimes you're going to find yourself discouraged, you're going to find yourself just stuck. Like, okay, I cleaned the house, I got all this stuff done, I'm so overwhelmed, or whatever it is. You know, let's say you have a business, you sat with all your clients, you got all these things going on. Like me, for example, I have my brand, the Boss Mom Branding, where I work with different clients and I, you know, design websites, I design graphic design, like I do graphic design, so I do like anything that's got to do with promo, like flyers or logos and things like that. So, you know, I sit with different clients I have, you know, that I work with either monthly or, you know, new clients that come my way. You know, it's hard because technically what branding is like is psychologically getting to know that person on a deeper level to help them, you know, reach their goals, dreams, and passions. You gotta meet and you gotta create, you have to like basically learn and study that person so that you can help make their vision come true. So, you know, that's why when it comes to branding, I have to take my time and I have to, you know, work with my clients. And honestly, it's a hell of a job. I fucking love it. I love it because it's not about me. It's about making that person's dreams come true. It is. Honestly, as much as I can sit here and say, oh, you know, I have this going on and I have that going on, and I got a million things that I got to do today, and I got a house of full of kids and all these things that I can tell you. I can tell you all either all, the list of all my to-do list that I got to do. And guess what? Guess what? Nothing matters if I don't have my mindset right. Nothing matters. You know, when I was in the hospital waiting to have my daughter, I remember how scary those last few minutes are. You know, you start feeling like all these different emotions, like you're just so excited to see your baby, and then you're like so excited, like, you know, I have four kids, like I mentioned. So it was scary to feel like, oh, you know, what if, like, I don't want to take away the time from my kids, you know, so that I can be with this new baby. You know, it was scary for me, like, to where I started feeling so guilty when the times that I couldn't, you know, like, do certain things with them because I had to breastfeed. So there were so many things that I felt like were literally just killing my joy, where I couldn't feel so happy, you know, throughout all my pregnancies, you know. And I'm not saying I was there all the time. I'm saying these are moments that I experienced that, like, basically lies. Think of it like that. It's fears that lie to me that were trying to take away my joy. And that's why I realized how important this message of life after postpartum was, because I wanted to show all moms that there is a life after postpartum. You just have to create it, and you have to find it, and you have to cherish it. You know what I'm saying? You gotta work for it every single day, because it's not like, oh, I'm a mom, it's 9 months, boom, the baby's here. It's an everyday thing that you gotta work for every single day. You know, and one thing that I'm going to share this with you is this. When I got pregnant, I would hear a few people, you know, in my ear telling me, oh, don't have any more. You know, the more you have, the less life you're going to have. You know, once you have a baby, your life is over. You got to just think about them. And guess what? At some point, it is kind of correct. Yes, of course, your life changes. Of course, your life is different, but it's not over. Your life just begun. And no, you don't need to have a baby to discover that. But in my case, I did. I did. Because, you know, I grew up very fast. You know, I was at the clubs when I was like 16, 15. You know, I was doing a lot of things at a young age. I don't know if it's where I'm from or the type of mindset that I had at the time or what. But I knew that I was on a speed road. Why? I don't know. Maybe because I knew that when I was 27 years old, I was going to be having a podcast, have two businesses. I was going to have, oh, I can't even tell you the things that are coming my way. I can't, because it's just so amazing to say that I never, ever gave up. I overcame all of my fears. I overcame all of my emotions. I overcame every obstacle that was like that came my way to distract me from my greater purpose. I overcame that, and guess what? That feels great, and that is why I'm sharing this message with you today, guys, that no matter what you're feeling, always stay encouraged, be courageous, be fearless, you know, like keep pushing, be unstoppable, be yourself, because at the end of the day, that is the best thing you could ever be, is be yourself. Be yourself. And in the words of Martin Luther King, you don't have to see the whole staircase. Just take the first step. Just go for it. Say fuck it. Say fuck it. For real. Say it right now with me. Fuck it. Woo! I feel that energy in the room. Yes. You know why? You gotta have that mindset, or you gotta have that attitude in life. You just gotta be a go-getter. You gotta just be a hustler when it comes to this stuff. When it comes to the life that you want, if you wanna be successful, if you wanna reach your highest potential, I know that there's goals that you have built inside that are literally just inside of your heart that is literally not being accomplished because of all of the things that you keep putting in your mind. I want you to know that's gonna stop right now. So don't settle, because when you settle, nothing grows there, nothing. So when you step out, so like, what does it mean to actually step out of your comfort zone? What does that mean? Stepping out means that you're doing something that you're not comfortable with doing. Like, is stepping out. You're not comfortable, but you're gonna do it anyway. You're gonna do it anyway. And when it comes to business, like negotiation, that is so uncomfortable. And you gotta learn to be uncomfortable. You have to become familiar with it, because life is uncomfortable. It's not easy. It's hard as fuck. It is tough. And that's why, like I say, I'm going to say that so are you. You are tougher than your obstacles that you're facing. You're stronger than that. You're better than that. Don't ever settle for less, because you were meant for more. Don't forget that you were created in God's image. You were designed for greater things. So don't allow yourself to be stuck and to be just confused about where to go next, because you know exactly what you have to do. You know exactly. You don't even need me to tell you what to do. You don't. I don't need to tell me what to do. I don't. Well, technically I do, but I, you know what I'm saying? Like, sometimes you don't need nobody. You don't need nobody. You just gotta do. I could read 1,000. I know a lot of people that watch 1,000 videos probably like a day. I'm probably exaggerating right now, but I don't care. And they know who I'm talking to. They know who they are. Like, they watch about 1,000,000 videos, you know, about if it's football, if it's Gary Vee, if it's whoever the hell you're watching. You're not doing shit. You're still not doing nothing. So it does not matter how many videos you watch, how many inspirational quotes you read. It does not matter how many accounts you follow on Instagram. You're not going to get those 10,000 accounts that you want. I mean, what I'm trying to say is, if you want something, you just go and get it. Find ways. Study something that you actually want to do and focus on that shit only. You know, one of my biggest problems when it comes to this type of industry that I'm working on, like the branding industry, you have to basically still do what you love to do. You know, like I love to design, I love to create, I love to inspire, and I love to believe in others. That's why I love this. But sometimes it could be difficult because I have to prioritize other people before other people's goals before my own. You know, so that's why it becomes difficult at times, because then I stop doing what I have to do to prioritize to make sure that that my client's needs or vision is met. Like I want to provide that. So I have to stop doing the things that I love to do and find, but I don't have to stop. That's the thing that I thought. I thought I had to stop doing what I had to do to prioritize them. And I realized that I wasn't doing what I had to do because, you know, I was thinking about other people. Like, I always find myself doing that. I always find myself literally giving the world to other people except for myself, which is not a bad thing. But the reality of it is, you're gonna come to a point of your life where you're gonna realize that you had bent your back for people who would not do the same for you. And I'm not talking about my clients, I'm talking about people in general, life in general. You're gonna, like, literally sometimes I've watched people that work their ass off and they come home and they're just so miserable. I mean, what's the point in that? Like, what are you breaking your back for if you're not even happy? You know, and that's the key. That's the key. You always have to remain positive through everything that you face, everything in life. Because, you know, nothing that you ever go through is gonna be easy. Nothing. So here are some notes that I'm going to leave you guys with, that I hope, well, notes, points, whatever you want to, you know, take it as. I want you to understand the importance of what I'm about to say and how this is going to change you and how this is going to literally take you from where you are right now, which is your comfort zone, and bring you to the next level of your life. Because literally, once you begin to do this, you will realize how nothing else will matter to you but you and your dreams. So let's go. Here are some ways that you can step out of your comfort zone. Number one is embrace and master your emotions. Number two, write down your fears. So I know number one, I talked about, you know, embracing and mastering your emotions, you know, whether you're a mom or not. You know, you want to make sure that when you understand why you're feeling the way that you're feeling, you know, you're breastfeeding and you don't have enough milk. And that could be frustrating as hell for you. So you're, you know, blaming, you feel this guilt, you feel so bad that your baby, you know, can't have this meal. Let me tell you, it's okay. You know what I'm saying? Like, it is okay. Life does not, it's not over. At the end of the day, your baby wants to just see you happy. So don't feel bad if there's just certain things that you just can't do. You know, so embrace it and then master it. That way you don't no longer, like, you're no longer in that place anymore of sadness, of guilt, of fear, or whatever it is. So master your emotions, because that is important. So number two, I said write down your fears. So what I did, you know, was I decided to write my own list of the things that scare the hell out of me. You know, you know, when I was pregnant, I was scared of dying. I was scared that they would give me too much medicine and my baby would die. Or I was scared, you know, that life was just gonna be different. I was scared that my husband, my man, was gonna leave me. I was scared that I was not gonna find the balance that I needed in life, you know, through running, like, you know, with running a business and doing all of the things that I do. I was scared. I was scared about a lot of things. So yes, a lot of those things kind of like overwhelmed me. And that's where a lot of my emotions played out. But when you write them down and you throw them away, or whether you put it, you know, next to your vision board, you know, somewhere where you could see it every single day, when you see what your fears are, you will realize that they no longer will have power over you, because you now have power over them. So number three,
challenge yourself daily. That means, you know, if you want to go and create a list of activities that you want to do, like I know a couple people that, let's say, they go to Starbucks and they just start greeting a whole bunch of people to help them get out of their comfort zone. These are motivational speakers. They just start talking. And then you're, or you know, if you're in the French Quarter and, you know, you're like my husband, he's focused in marketing. So that means you got to talk to people all day, every day to, you know, make sales, you know, and that's difficult because let's say you could be going through so much at home and you got to go and look at all these people every single day. You don't even know what to say. You feel not motivated, not inspired. And that's why I say these two things, because that is the main two points when it comes to challenging yourself. You have to stay inspired and motivated enough to do or to take these risks that you're willing to take so that you can learn to overcome your fears, your emotions, and learn to not settle in life. And that's my number four, is don't settle. Continue to learn, if it's learning life skills or you know, how to like create a better routine at home. You know, there's a lot of things that literally Pinterest or other, you know, website providers out there that provide with so much knowledge for us, you know, like self-knowledge. That's what you have to do. So like, there's some things that I've come across, like, you know, 40 ways that you can not feel anxious, or 10 things that you can do to help you overcome your fears, or things like that. Like, or you know, for example, like as a mom, you know, when I was pregnant, you know, I downloaded this app called What to Expect When You're Expecting. And I honestly recommend that to every mommy to be out there who's listening right now. I recommend it because it's so good. Like, literally, you're connecting with your baby every single day. You know, you got your week. It's like a weekly thing that it updates you. Like, it updates you basically to see how and what the baby's progress is like, what you may be experiencing. So this goes back to mastering your emotions, you know, like, so don't, not settling, like, okay, I'm pregnant, so now I'm still gonna do whatever I want. No, go learn, go find out what you gotta do to have a healthy pregnancy. If I would have learned what, if I would have known the things that I know, I'm sorry, if I would have, yeah, if I would have known the things that I know now that I didn't know back then, you know, I'm not saying I would have had a way better pregnancy. What I'm saying is, like, maybe I wouldn't have felt so confused at times, you know, or lonely or whatever. You know, like, these are all ways that we can connect now with the world. I mean, literally, the world is changing every single day, and we just got to keep up with it. Because if you don't keep up with it, you're left behind. Or, I'm not saying that is a bad thing, but it's saying you're not growing. That's what I'm saying. You're not growing with the world. You're stuck. You know, so let's say, you know, whatever your religious views are, or whatever, whoever you are, whatever you want to do in life, don't ever just be a label. Don't just be stuck. Oh, I'm just this person and I can't do this because, you know, it says that I can't do this. Well, so, you know, so you're willing to miss out on an opportunity to go preach about whatever it is that you want to preach about to those people that may need you right now, all because you're scared of what other people would say. You're scared of being judged. You're scared of people laughing at you or labeling you. Like, that's one of my biggest fears too, is I don't like to be labeled. I don't. I feel like we come to this world unlabeled. Well, technically the world already labels us. But when you look at it, it's like we're just humans. We're just people. And it's all of these ideas that began to change all of us. Oh, where we look at color, we look at race, we look at what you believe in. We look at all of these things that don't even matter. That we're looking beyond the, like, you gotta look beyond the imperfections, beyond who that person is. You gotta just go in deep, because guess what? When the lights turn off and the whole goddamn world is shut off, guess what? The only thing you see is light. Literally, when it's time for bed you know, and everybody's asleep, and there's astronauts up there looking up at the sky. I mean, looking up at the universe and looking down on Earth and everything. When all the sunshine is hitting in one side, and you look at the Earth from a different point of view, and you see how dark it is and how beautiful it glows from certain areas, you realize the imbalance and the beauty that it creates, this Earth that we live in. So when everything is all said and done, the only thing that remains still is light. And that is what I want to continue to bring out of people, what I want to continue to bring out of myself, what I am willing to continue to bring out of my family, what I'm willing to just strive for and die for if I have to. Because it's my light that will continue to shine bright on my universe, on my Earth, on my world, on my family's world, in my life, whatever. It's my light that will forever be remembered. And guess what? That's why I do what I do. That's why I had to step out of this ugly comfort zone that I was in for a very long time, where, like I said, I lived in this victim mentality. I blamed other people for treating me a certain way or for doing certain things to me. And guess what? I had to change that whole entire mindset so that I could not only be a better me, but also unlock the next level of my life, which is where I needed to be. But of course, life had to take me to different things to get me to where I needed to be. Just like sometimes, like, you know, like I explained, you know, earlier, you know, I went through a lot of ugly things in my past to get me to where I am. You know, so it, guess what? I am where I am because I learned to step out of my comfort zone each and every single time. There was a lot of things that I did not want to face. Those who know me know how hard it was for me to bounce back after a situation that happened in my life a few years ago, where even talking about it to this day is probably uncomfortable. But, you know, I was in a situation where I felt like I had lost it all. And I was definitely being talked about. I was very scared. I did not know what to do. I felt like a lot of people, I had everybody's attention, and I did not like that feeling. There was a time where I even felt like giving up on my life because I was scared of, you know, like I said, of either being judged or just, I was just scared. I was just very scared of the outcome. I was scared that my family would have to pay for certain things that others did for, you know, like I said, I was in a very, very ugly place in my life where it had nothing to do with me, but somehow I was still involved. I still was involved, and I still kind of am involved, but I had to overcome that in different ways that to other people may seem like, you know what, this girl is fake, she put on a front, she really was going through this, or whatever it was. Like, I had to say, you know what, I had to overcome things on my own to get to where I am. Basically, what I'm trying to say is, I had to face my own fears, and I had to look at them in the eye and say, you know what? I'm still bigger than you. You're a fear, but you're not going to be like alive anymore. I'm going to put you to rest today. And that's what I did. I did. And to this day, you know, I still face a lot of different things because of it. You know, It was very, very uncomfortable to be in this place in my life because I didn't want to be there. You know, I really didn't want to. And that's the thing about life. You know, sometimes you just don't want certain things to come your way, so we try to prevent them. And then we realize that bigger things come our way. And then we're like, oh shit, we're faced with something. But life will continue to throw things at you to see how you're going to react. To see if you're really going to master it this time so that you can go to the next level of your life. You know, so that's why I say don't settle. Don't settle. Continue to learn. Continue to find that self-knowledge. Continue to find the support that you need from your friends, from your loved ones. Continue to just stay lit, because literally you are fucking light. You are light. And that's what we are. We're light. We're energy. We're light. You know, and in order to step out of our comfort zone, you have to continue to set new goals every day of your life. So what I do is I create daily goals. So I have like my things that I'll do, like let's say laundry. I do, you know, different things every day, like dishes, sweep. I have like my main four to-dos that I gotta do. And then I write down like the main goals that I have to do as far as my business, like what my business needs for this day, you know. So that's how I kind of break it down as far as like finding that balance, you know, with my home and my business, and as well as for myself. So I also have to, I had to learn to create a routine for me. So, okay, wake up at 5 o'clock, work out, drink water as soon as you first wake up, then work out or eat breakfast, whatever, or read a book as soon as you wake up, whatever it is that you want to do. Create a routine, stick with it, and once you accomplish it, create a new goal so that you can always feel like you are always accomplishing something and you're not stuck in doing the same things. Because if not, it's like you're gonna be this business owner who literally who their life and business goes downhill because you do the same thing every day. Literally, like I know a lot of people that way, that they're just in their comfort zone, that they just won't grow. And not saying intentionally, but literally, like, you're just not gonna grow. And when you look at fear as an opportunity to grow, you will glow. You will glow because we are light. And that's what we were meant to do, is to inspire, to continue to recreate. Because that's what, I mean, when you look back, like I think earlier I said something about Martin Luther King. And he said, you don't have to see the whole staircase. You just take the first step. When we begin to think about that, I mean, it's scary to see all of the things that Martin Luther King Jr. had to go through so that our world could be a better place. Thank you for him. We remember you on this day, Martin Luther King, like for real. Your light is still shining on this earth. And we thank you for that, because you stepped out of your comfort zone and you said, fuck it. Fuck everybody. Fuck what this says. Fuck what that person says. I'm gonna do me, because I was meant to do this. If I don't do it, somebody else will. And if that somebody else won't, guess what? It will never happen. And then we live in a society where we're being told what to do. That's why, like I said, you have to become familiar with being uncomfortable. You have to embrace that and you have to cherish that, because guess what? That is the best thing that you're going to do in your life, is become familiar with being uncomfortable. Like your whole 9 months, basically, when you're pregnant, you got no choice but to be what? Uncomfortable. So that your baby can come comfortable and cute and shiny and slimy and, you know, whatever it is. You know, like, you have to set aside sometimes certain things, you know, and say, you know what, I'm going to choose to be uncomfortable, because it's going to bring me to the next level of my life. And guess what? Maybe a few years after you have your baby, maybe they'll thank you for it or not. I know for a long time, during my teenage years, I used to tell my mama, oh, you know, I hate you, or oh, blah, 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 or all these things that we don't realize how much that hurts our parents. I mean, literally, like, our mothers,
are the glue that holds everything together, even when we're not feeling like our best selves. Like, even when we feel like the whole world is about to fall apart, we still have to be the glue that holds everything together, whether mentally or physically or emotionally, if we are okay or not, we got no choice. That's what we were created to do. God gave us this gift that nobody else can have, just us. Just us. And, you know, this is not something that, like, I'm not saying this to make anybody feel bad. You know, I know a lot of women out there that just can't have a baby. And I'm not trying to exclude you from that. I'm not. This message is for everyone. This message is for all the moms, for all the men, for all anybody who's tuning in right now. I want you to know that it is time that you step out of your comfort zone. It is time that you start doing the things that you were called to do. Because guess what? It's not Donald Trump why a lot of people are stepping up right now. It's not. It is time. It's been time. The reality of it is we live in a world where we get comfortable and people get lazy, where we just sit back and watch another person either fuck it up or make it better. And guess what? It's time. It's time that you prioritize yourself. That's why, like I said on my last segment, I talked about that. I talked about, you know, finding balance and prioritizing yourself and learning to let go of all of the things that don't make us, you know, because, you know, I'm sorry. I've been moving all day and I have been so excited to just finish this segment. This is why this segment is so long, because I'm finishing it up. There's a lot of more things that I'm ready to just discuss with you guys. And I honestly just been stuck on this life after postpartum segment for a long time. I've been comfortable with it. I've been comfortable with being stuck with it, let's say, where I was scared to talk about the next other things, because not because I wasn't ready or not because I don't have things written or nothing like that, is because I was just simply scared of what people would think, or not having the time for my kids, or not prioritizing other things. And it's like I was just so scared for a long time. But I had to step out of my comfort zone. And as moms, you know, after postpartum, we have to step out of that comfort zone that we've been living in for years, where we didn't have to depend on another baby or where another baby depended on us, you know. And you have to step out of that comfort zone and begin to enter this new life, this new level that awaits you, which is motherhood. And motherhood is such a beautiful thing. It really is. I know a lot of people can paint it to be very difficult, especially when you go to the park to jog and you look at this mother who has 3 to 4 kids. And I remember one time I went to a park and this woman, her son literally fell off from the slide, and everybody was judging her because she was stressed out and she screamed, and honestly it just seemed like she didn't have it all together. But guess what? Who the fuck does? Who does? Anybody that judges you or makes you feel like you're not good enough, or like if you got issues, trust me, it ain't got nothing to do with you. Because whatever people feel towards you is what they feel towards themselves. So you have to stop allowing yourself to be like literally moved by things that just are irrelevant. Yeah, they really are. They really, really are irrelevant. Because guess what? That stuff doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. You have so many things that await you. And I keep saying I guess what, because the reality of it is there's something to look forward to. There is. And you know, I was just stuck in this place for a long time. And the truth is, you know, about a week ago or 2, 3, 4 weeks ago, I was in a very, very sad place for a while. I felt like the closest people to me were doing a lot of shady shit. And where I realized that a lot of people that were close to me were doing things that they didn't realize that they were doing that were affecting me.
But why were they affecting me? Because I let it. I let it affect me. I opened that door to be affected. Why? Because I'm too kind. And guess what? Just because I'm too kind doesn't mean that I'm going to stop being kind. It's just being smart. It's learning to say no. It's learning to say, you know what? That shit is not for me. I'm going to step out because that's not for me. You know what is for you and you know what is not for you. So that's why when it comes to your fear zone, remember that there's going to be a lack of self-confidence that you're always going to keep revisiting throughout the years, throughout every challenge that you're faced with, because we all lack a self-confidence at some point of our lives, no matter what it is. If it's, let's say, learning how to build a house from scratch, we don't know how to do that, so we're going to lack the self-confidence that we need to do it because we don't know how. And that's where fear comes in, because we don't know what's expected. We don't know what's coming. We don't know what to expect, you know. So that's where when you face it and say, you know what, I'm going to go for it anyway, you begin to deal with challenges and you begin to solve your problems, where you come to a point in your life where you're like, wow, I did it. I did it and I'm so proud of me. And this is why it's good to continue to have a comfort zone in your life. Like if you want to have a comfort zone, that is totally cool. I mean, each and every one of us has one anyway, whether you realize it or not, we do. A lot of people that I know, they rather not do certain things because they think that it's going to affect them in some type of way, you know. And the thing is, the only thing that can affect you is you, you know, your negative mindset, your ability to say, you know what, I'm just not going to act on it. Like that's what stops us from doing things or reaching that next level of success that awaits us. So today, you know, I definitely talked a hell of a lot. I love each and every one of you guys so much. I really, really do. I'm just so thankful to be here. The truth is sometimes I just write about 1,000 notes and I have all my notes scattered everywhere sometimes when it comes to planning my these podcasts. And I try to have everything perfect. And I realized that when it comes to doing something that you love to do, or even if it's just trying something new, just be yourself. Be yourself, and if you fail at it, you fail at it, and at least you could say that you tried instead of, I wonder what would have happened if I would have just done it. You know, I'd rather look back in my life and say, you know what, at least I tried, and at least I did it. And instead of saying, well, I wish that I would have, you know, and that's what I'm gonna leave you with today. I hope that, you know, no matter what it is that you're going through, I hope that you find the courage to step out of your comfort zone so that you can overcome your fears and live the life that you deserve, because your life is waiting for you to go and explore it. Your purpose is out there waiting for you to discover it. It is. It's a living thing. It really is. It's like when you look at a plant and you watch it grow, that's our purpose. Our purpose begins with the seed. And the seed begins the day we were born. But our purpose begins the day that we find out why we were born. And that is when you watch the beautiful flower just glowing and blooming and just gorgeous in that beautiful field of flowers. You just see that one that sticks out to you because that's the one. That's the one that makes you feel important, or that's the one that makes you realize, okay, I want to be just like that flower. That's the one that stands out to you. And that's literally what we are. We are meant to stand out in a world that was created for us to fit in. You have to continue to step out and learn new things and continue to find the balance that you need in your life, you know, so that you can live the life that you have always dreamed of. So I love you guys very much. I think that it's time for me to go now. I'm definitely looking forward to listening to each and every one of you guys on today's podcast. I don't know if you guys know this, but you could seriously go start blogging for free on my website. Like I've been looking for people. Like if you have a business idea, or if you have a brand, or if you are a food lover. Actually, I have a friend who, she's vegan. Her name is Brittany. Shout out to Brittany. And I think she goes by the Mindful Mama or something like that. I can't remember. But her recipes are amazing. If you're vegan and you're looking, you know, or even if you're looking to start this new diet or this new whatever that she's doing. Like, honestly, like, I admire people like that. People that can say no to something that they've been used to and stick with it. Like, I admire the hell out of that. I really do. Just like I admire my friend Vanessa that I talked about on the last episode, that, you know, she did not want to do... I mean, sorry, she did not know how to even become a trainer and how to... I think she said she had to do, like, 5 minutes she had to do a plank for, like, 5 minutes or something like that. And, you know, just watching her work her ass off every single day to accomplish this goal that she had to do, it honestly just inspired me again to continue to do what I do. Because even through my struggles, through my everyday life, or through my good and bad times, I still have to say, you know what, I have to prioritize me. I have to think about... I have to face my fears daily, and I have to continue to just be me, because at the end of the day, that is like what we have to do, and that's what we're called to do, is to just be ourselves. So I love y'all very much, guys. Please tune into my next episode. I'm actually going to be sharing a few things with y'all. I know that... you know, talked about letting go and decluttering your mind, body, and spirit. So on my next podcast episode, because that's what it's going to be, it's not going to be segments anymore. I'm not going to be having the life after postpartum depression. Oh my God. I'm going to start going depressed because of it. Not just kidding. No, but for real, like, I'm going to start just sharing a million things with you guys, and y'all are gonna thank me for it. Y'all are gonna literally be like, Eleni, I'm so glad that you learned to step out of your comfort zone, because it was time, girl. And I know, I love y'all. I gotta go. My kids are calling me, and life is calling me. I love y'all. Peace out. Peace and love.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.